Good morning and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a Vision for You Big Book Study. My name is Elaine B. and I am a recovered compulsive overeater from Massachusetts. Today's date is Friday, February 18th, and this is a 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time meeting. Today we're reading from the Big Book and we are in the preface, which begins on page XI. We're starting with the third paragraph, which begins with the second printing of the first edition. We're going to read right to the end of the preface, ending with, "Yes, I believe this program will work for me too." Today's readers are Sherry Z for the 12 Steps, Carol F for the 12 Traditions, Jordan L, Leslie W, and Robin P. The reference number for the 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time meeting for yesterday, Thursday, February 17th, is 18566. That's 18,566. And the reference number for this morning's 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time meeting for Friday, February 18th, is 18569. That's 18,569. DOA Preamble. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We are self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose. OA's fifth tradition states that each group has but one primary purpose: to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At A Vision for You Big Book Study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through ABS of the 12 Steps and 12 Traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. And I will now ask Sherry Z to please read the 12 Steps.
Sherry Z, recovered compulsive overeaters, thank you so much for your service. And these are the 12 steps of Overeaters Anonymous. Can you hear me? Can you guys hear me?
Yes, we hear you just fine. Yes, thank you.
One, we admitted we were powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable. Two, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. Three, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood God. Four, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. Five, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. Six, were entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. Seven, humbly asked God to remove our shortcomings. Eight, made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. Nine, made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10, continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11, sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood God, praying only for the knowledge of God's will for us and the power to carry that out. And 12, having had a spiritual awakening as a result of these steps, we try to carry this message to compulsive overeaters and practice these principles in all our affairs. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Sherry Z. That is what we are here for. All right. And I will now ask Carol F. to please read the 12 traditions.
Yes, good morning. This is Carol F., compulsive overeater, food addict in recovery from Maryland. The 12 traditions. One, our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. Two, for our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God as he may express himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. Three, the only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. Four, each group should be autonomous, except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. Five, Each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. 6. An OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise. These problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. 7. Every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. 8. Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9. OA as such ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10. Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues. Hence, the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11. A public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, films, television, and other public media of communication. 12. Anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all these traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. Thank you for allowing me to do service, and I pass.
Thank you, Carol F., for your service. How our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery that are described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature, and then we stop and share on what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and literature we're discussing, and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Pardon me. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year, and for readers is 6 months. There's no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read, and we are sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute. Once you're done sharing, let us know by saying pass, then press star 1 to mute your phone. In order to have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except the speaker should be muted using the star 1 function on your phone, please. Today, we resume our study of the Big Book. We are on page XI, which is the preface, and we are beginning with the third paragraph reading through the end of the preface, and I will ask Jordan to please begin reading for us.
Hey, good morning. Excuse me, I have a bit of a cold. My name's Jordan Now. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater here in Gunnison, Colorado, and grateful to be abstinent and on a meeting of Overeaters Anonymous this morning. The second edition, excuse me, the second edition added the appendices, the 12 traditions, and the directions for getting in touch with AA. But the chief change was in the section of personal stories, which was expanded to reflect the fellowship's growth. Bill's story, Dr. Bob's nightmare, and one other personal history from the first edition were retained intact. Three were edited, and one of these was retitled. New versions of two stories were written with new titles. 30 completely new stories were added, and the story section was divided into three parts under the same headings that are used now. In the third edition, Part 1, Pioneers of AA, was left unchanged. 9 of the stories in Part 2, They Stopped in Time, were carried over from the second edition. 8 new stories were added. In Part 3, They Lost Nearly All, 8 stories were retained. 5 new ones were added. This fourth edition includes the 12 concepts for world service and revises the three sections of personal stories as follows. One new story has been added to Part 1, and two that originally appeared in Part 3 have been repositioned there. 6 stories have been deleted. 6 of the stories in Part 2 have been carried over. 11 new ones have been added, and 11 taken out. Part 3 now includes 12 new stories. 8 were removed in addition to the 2 that were transferred to Part 1. All changes made over the years in the Big Book, AA's AA members' fond nickname for this volume have had the same purpose, to represent the current membership of Alcoholics Anonymous more accurately, and thereby to reach more alcoholics. If you have a drinking problem, we hope that you may pause in reading one of the 42 personal stories and think, yes, that happened to me. Or more important, yes, I felt like that. Or most important, yes, I believe this program can work for me too. So I have read quite a few of the stories in the back of the book. But I think in reading the big book, I think it was in understanding some of the nuances of Bill's story, actually, and even Dr. Bob's, and being able to relate that, the way that they thought, the way that they felt, and the way that they drank, to the way that I have felt, the way that I have thought, and the way that I have overeaten compulsively. And making those connections, that's where I really started to believe, yes, this program can work for me too. And it was through other compulsive overeaters, right? I think in writing about the stories here, and putting so much emphasis on the stories and the way that they've changed over the years in the back of the book, I think that that's a pretty clear message, that this is something that we do together. I personally found out from my own experience that I can't do this alone. I really wanted to. I didn't want to. I was scared to let other people in to what was really going on. So I wanted to be able to do this alone so that I wouldn't have to let people in and talk to a sponsor about what was really going on. More than just the food, you know, like it starts with the food. That's how our conversation started, was talking about that. But there's other stuff going on in my life that I have to be willing to dig into if I'm going to stay abstinent in the long term. and so the stories really helped me understand that I can't do this alone, that I am meant to do this with other compulsive overeaters, that's where the miracle exists, is working with others. That's how it is that I'm able, that I come to believe that this program can work for me too, that I come to believe in a higher power of my own understanding that's going to help me produce this miracle, this psychic change in my own life, and continue to press forward and pass it on to other compulsive overeaters. So I'm grateful for that knowledge and experience today. That's all I have. I pass.
Thank you very much, Jordan L. What a great start. So though we value your experience, we do ask that you limit your share to every third day in order that that others might share their experience too. And we are commenting on page XI, the preface, starting with the third paragraph and through the end of the preface. So if you would like to comment on that, please press star 1 to unmute your phone and let us know.
Tamara C.
Tamara C.
Barbara C.
Barbara C. Anybody else? Well, let's have Tamara C. and Barbara C. kick us off, and I'm sure you'll be inspired. So please share with us, Tamara C.
Good morning, everyone. This is Tamara C., a compulsive overeater, and I'm very grateful to be recovered today and from California. So I'm really appreciating the emphasis on the stories. That's just kind of what's jumping out for me. And when I first came to OA, I was like, oh, I'm going to do this. I'm going to get free, get some control over my eating. You know, I was so much that I didn't understand. I thought it was about me getting control over my eating. So I jumped in and embraced all the tools and tried to work the tools really hard. And one of the tools was literature. So I, like, at every meeting, I would buy another book, and the big book was there for sale. So I was like, okay, I want to buy this book, even though it's for AA, not for us, but it's here. So I'm going to buy it and read it. And I didn't really get all the directions part, the first 164 pages, but the stories I loved, because I'm just a story person. And so I found them all really fascinating. And once in a while, I'd be like, huh, yeah, that's kind of like me with food. So the stories really helped me begin to identify in with this idea that I have an illness that I'm powerless over, and they kind of helped prepare me for eventually down the road being willing to study and follow the directions where the real solution is, getting me to a relationship with a higher power. And so now I see that my purpose now, having followed those directions and God, I have this relationship, I have this freedom, I have this new way of living. Now I want to reach more who are suffering. I want to reach others. And so now I follow the direction to share my story and work with others. And it's just so, such a gift. And I appreciate it, what I just heard about, like, that's where the miracle exists. And I'm just so grateful for that and for all of you for this meeting and for the big book and the stories as well as the directions. Thank you. I'll pass.
Thank you very much, Tamara C. Barbara C., you're up next, and then we'll take another lineup. And please share with us, Barbara. Let us know where you're calling from.
Hi, this is Barbara C. from Santa Barbara, California, and so grateful to be on the line and have been able to come to Vision for the last couple of years. This part is really dear to me. I've been absent since 2001, and the fourth edition came out in 2001. And a friend of mine gave me the previous edition, and it completely was dilapidated. I was fortunate to have a sponsor from day one who was following. I went through the big book, and that's how I really, the directions of the big book. But what I'm really thinking is interesting about this is I'm 70 years old, so I got abstinent at 50, and I'm in the end of my career, and I realized that people need new blood. We need newcomers, and I love it that they've changed the stories over the years, because even though the directions are the same, that identification is so important in OA. So the fact that people can relate to different stories over the decades, over the generations. And I think that is really valuable. I got in because even though I was a 100-pounder, my daughter was anorexic. And so I didn't even understand my disease until I started working the big book and realizing that I have an obsession and a physical addiction. So I'm so grateful that I have been abstinent and been at a healthy body weight, and my life is really rich. And working with other people has been a gift to me. And I'm so grateful for Vision. My sponsor in Vision took me through the big book, and I'd been in the big book many times, but my fourth step in my recovery work in this Vision has made everything much more rich. So grateful for this book. And I'm kind of nervous. I don't usually share. I'm getting ready for work, but this is such a valuable book. And thank you, everyone, for all your service and the recovery that happens because of our work one day at a time with our higher power. Thanks so much.
Oh, thank you so much, Barbara C. I'm so glad you had a chance to share before you got off to work. Thank you for your share. Okay, though we value your experience, we do ask that you limit your share to every third day. So if you haven't shared in the last couple of days and you'd like to comment on the preface, starting with the third paragraph through the end of the preface, we'd love to hear from you. Please press star 1 to unmute and give me your name.
Ronnie. This is Ronnie.
Ooh.
In Missouri.
Okay. I heard, Okay, hang on just a second. I heard Joni R. Lonnie, I believe.
Yes, Ronnie in Missouri. Yes.
Ronnie in Missouri. And I heard,
Elena C.
Elena C. That's exactly what it was. Thank you so much. Anybody else? We've got room for more. I've got Joan R., Ronnie C., and I cannot even read my own writing, so please bear with me, and Elena C. Anybody else want to share?
Tamara H.
Tamara H. Okay, excellent. Thank you all so much. So Joan R., please share with us, and you'll be followed by Ronnie, I believe it's C, but I'm not sure.
Hi, this is Joan R. Can you hear me?
Yes, you sound great. Thanks, Joan.
All right. I'm from Oregon, and I just have really very thankful for the shares that have come before me. The big book was introduced to me in my, face-to-face OA program, like Barbara, 50 years ago. And when I got it in my hands and I started reading it, I read it through twice straight, because there was a lot of attraction in that book for me and my compulsive eating and thinking and all the behaviors and stuff in my life. And so it's very, very valuable, like has been shared. And also the idea of that, our purpose, our primary purpose to reach out to others once we have gotten through the steps and have been able to put down the food, and the miracle of putting down the food and accepting a higher power that can really guide us and through the sponsors, through other people. It's definitely a we program, as people share all the time. And very, very grateful to be here this morning. And thank you guys for all your service. I hope to be able to participate in it more as time goes on. Thank you very much. Good pass.
Oh, wonderful, Joan R. Always service opportunities, so that's really great. Okay, Ronnie C.
Yes, thank you. Good morning. Yes, good morning. This is Ronnie B. in Missouri, and thank you, everyone. I love stuff like what we're reading today, because I came in through a lot of other programs, but one where the big book is pretty prevalent. And so I loved the big book always. And in fact, at one point in my home life, and this was before I was divorced, so well over 20 years ago, was at such a chaotic pass that in 1 year, I read that big book avidly and I got through it 2.5 times. And it saved me from going stark raving mad. Along with, I went to meet and had a sponsor and all those things. So then when I came into OA and we started to use, not just this meeting, but many years ago, the big book, my first thought was, I did not have an open mind. I was like, no, I do not want to read the big book in OA. No part of it. I just want to read OA literature. Not recognizing at first the value. And so it took me a little time to reinterpret the big book, to look at my disease of compulsive overeating. So the stories that go with it really bring to the front of my mind that, just like in my other program, there are floors of the elevator everybody got off at, right? First floor all the way down to the sub-basement, and there's no requirement to go all the way down to the, second level basement. I could get off at any place. And those stories tell me that because they're all so different, and just like in OA, right? People overeating, undereating, purging, starving, and all of these things are part of my disease. And the stories reinforce that. you know, some of them go from nearly lost it all to, you know, was bad, but still had stuff. So I need to remember that, because otherwise I would be tempted to compare versus identifying. And I can identify with anyone who has starved versus anyone who has gained, as well as anyone who has gained 500 pounds, because the disease is the disease. And so now I love this. And I do this in OA, of course, reading this specific chapter over and over. But now I have sponsees, and I do the same thing. This is the focal point. And in fact, I use this chapter so much, even in my other programs, because it's so key to my recovery. That's all I have. Thank you for letting me get a chance to share today.
Thank you so much, Ronnie B. Appreciate your share. Elena C. is up next, followed by Tamara H.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you, moderator, for your service. What jumped out at me this morning is the word preface, and I looked in the dictionary, and it says an introduction to a book typically stating its subject, scope, or aims. And here we have, in the second paragraph, page XI, it says, because this book has become the basis text for our society and has helped such large numbers of alcoholic men and women to recovery, there exists strong sentiment against any radical changes. Okay, so this book's subject is to describe the condition of alcoholism and to help people who can relate to that. And the last paragraph that we read, the last sentence, it says, if you have a drinking problem, we hope that you may pause in reading one of the 42 personal stories. It doesn't say we hope that you pause and read the first 164 pages. It says just read the story. And if you read a story, at least one of them, you can say, yes, that happened to me. Yeah, I felt like that. Yeah, I believe this program can work for me too. So you go from an identification to one of these stories to hope. And so I believe that's the scope, the aim of this book. And that's absolutely beautiful. So I know that when I came, I went the first time to a face-to-face meeting of OA before the COVID, and what stood out for me, what people were saying, and, you know, that I was, that they understood what I was going through, and I walk out over there with hope, because a lot of them were recovered, a lot of them were speaking, you know, the words of recovery, and actually they were reading the big book. So it was an OA big book reading, very much like a vision. And that's what helped keep me coming back. So, and I'm recovered today. And, you know, like when I sponsor, the sponsee can benefit from telling my story and relating to my story, as I benefited from hearing my sponsor's story. We are like one another. And it's a reason I didn't go to Workaholics Anonymous, right? I came to Overeaters Anonymous because you guys are like me, and I cannot do it alone. I need you guys. And I'm so glad to be here. With that, I pass.
Thank you so much, Elena C. And Tamara H. is up next, and then we'll take another line up. We're commenting on page XI, the preface, the third paragraph through the end of the preface. So Tamara H., please share with us. Star one to unmute. Pretty sure I heard a Tamara H. on the line.
Can you hear me? Hello?
Ah, yes. Yeah, hi, Tim. Please share with us.
Thank you. I'm new to sharing, so I had to figure out how to unmute. My name is Tamara H. from Irvine, California. I've been in recovery, 12-step recovery, for about 7.5 years. But just listening to the readings, I realized it just kind of hit me that my life is like this book in that it's always you know, it changes. It's when I look back at the, if someone were to look at a preface of my life journey in recovery, 12-step recovery, it looks a lot different from the beginning than it does now. And there's been additions and things have changed and been taken out and added. And just listening to all this, it made me so grateful and humble and feeling humble that this is a process that I'm going through in my life. And sometimes I really get things and sometimes I feel lost. Sometimes I think I know it and then I find out I don't, but then I learn from it. And it's a living thing for me, recovery. And just listening to everybody's shares, having a sponsor who, with grace, is guiding me through this program. And I'm just very grateful to be here. So I just want to share that. Thank you. Tamara from Irvine.
Thank you very much, Tamara from Irvine. Welcome. Welcome to you. So as I mentioned, though we value your experience, we do ask you to limit your share to every third day so that others might share their experience too. Just want to put a special welcome to newcomers. We're commenting on page XI, the preface, the third paragraph through the end. And if you'd like to comment on that, please press star 1 to unmute and let us know.
Nadia B.
Nadia B. Christy M.
Michelle F.
Michelle F. We have room for a few more if you'd like to share. Okay, we'll go with Nadia B., Christy M., and Michelle F. Please share with us, Nadia.
Thank you so much, Elaine, for your service. This is Nadia B., gratefully recovered compulsive overeater in Connecticut. And please time me. I'm multitasking here. Just recently, I've had, you know, a privilege to read some of the AA history with a recovered compulsive reader who really infected me with, you know, interest in this. And you know, what I understood from my study of the history is that, you know, when this book was written, published in 1939, you know, a few years before Bill and Hank Parkhurst and, you know, some of the AA members had this idea they wanted to make, you know, AA available for everybody because they understood that they've doubled into, you know, this life-saving process. And they didn't have the ability to carry the message to a lot of you know, really gravely ill people. And they understood that, you know, without this process, many people would die. And, you know, and that's why it has so much value. And I think, you know, we are so sentimental about this 164 pages being unchanged. And, you know, the only thing that changed today was maybe, you know, in addiction, maybe our you know, a situation outside of an addict. You know, we don't reach such low buttons. We, you know, still have cars in our garages and houses and roofs over our head. And, you know, that's the only reason that, you know, the stories have been changed, because our situations are changed. But addiction in itself is not changed. An addiction is a disease that, you know, is the same in me as it is in cocaine addict or alcohol addict or anybody else. The root of my problem is the same. And I think, you know, that's why I'm so grateful for this book that explains it so well. And I can, you know, take a look at any story and can relate to any of them. And, you know, my I'm grateful that the first part of the third edition, you know, has never been changed. My favorite, my personal favorite, is Dr. Bob's Nightmare. And, you know, it's a great, I'm going to read it today with a friend of mine. you know, it's a great description of what addiction does to one, and I can definitely relate to that. But I also can relate to any, you know, at that point, there were, you know, very little women when this, in the fellowship.
Gentle reminder.
This book, thank you, when this book was written. And, you know, our fellowship is predominantly consists of women. So I'm really grateful that that we can all have a story that we can relate to, no matter what. And with that, I'll pass.
Thank you so much, Nadia B. Christy M., you're up next, and you'll be followed by Michelle F.
Yeah, good morning. This is Christy M., grateful recovering bulimic anorexic from Oregon. And this paragraph really makes me think about the 12th step and how part of our service is to carry this message to others, to carry our message, to carry our story. And I, when I first came in, one of my favorite meetings types is a speaker meeting, because what that showed me was there is like as many pathways to abstinence as recovery as there are people. And like my recovery is my own journey, and everybody's was different. And it allowed me to see that like there wasn't a one right or perfect way to get abstinent. You know, like everybody's on their own timeline with their higher power. And it's like what gave me hope in the beginning is to see, okay, here's somebody who was like struggling just as me, as bad as I was, who was in such a dark place like me, and they got out by coming here, by following these steps. And it's what gave me hope. And, you know, they talk about that's what keeps us abstinent, because sometimes, you know, our disease is cunning and baffling, and it'll sit there and say, you know, that you can just eat that one thing this one time. It's not a big deal. And when I hear those stories, it reminds me of, like, it is a big deal. Like, I don't ever want to go back. It helped me when I share my story, I remember how bad it is. I remember that I don't want to go back there, and I remember how hard it was to get out. And it's good to hear those stories. It's good to remind myself of the journey and that dark place I was. And I think what's really cool about the power of our stories and the way that does service is my story was something that was brought me an immense amount of shame. It was like nobody in my life knew about my bulimia because I was so ashamed of it. I mean, my spouse didn't know, my kids didn't know, my best friend didn't know. It was this terrible secret that I was carrying alone. And to come to a place where it was like, oh my gosh, like I'm not alone. I'm not weird. I'm not crazy. I'm not disgusting. Like I'm in a place where everybody else knows this shame. They know this darkness. They know what I'm going through. And this is a place I can share my story and not feel ashamed. And like, that's a really powerful place to be after you've been carrying a shameful secret, a shameful story for so long. And now my story is not one of shame. It's not, I can come to this place and I can share my story. And that's like empowering to others. It's empowering to me because it's a story of hope. It's a story of recovery. And now I get to share that story with others. And I just think about the people in this book and like this ultimate act of the 12th step who said, you know, I'm going to share my story with the world. I'm going to share like the deepest, darkest, ugliest things. I'll wrap up. The deepest, darkest, ugliest piece of my life, you know, and the wreckage I made of it. And I'm going to share that with the world. And just what a powerful 12 step that is. So thank you. And I'll pass.
So true. Thank you very much, Michelle F. Okay. We do have time for a few more shares on.
Excuse me.
Yes.
Michelle F.
Oh, my goodness. That was Christy M. And this is Michelle F. right now. And we have time for you. Oh, my goodness.
I'm sorry.
Thank you so much. Don't apologize. I apologize to you. Okay, please share with us.
Hi, I'm Michelle F. as in Frank from Massachusetts. Thank you so much for your service. I will just say, for me, I didn't read those beginning pages until I started listening to Vision for You. And for me, I see it was the beginning of me being open-minded and willing, because I'm an impatient person and I wanted to get to the gist of it. And what this did was it said, okay, keep an open mind. You know, there could be something useful here. And be willing to do what your sponsor tells you to do. Be willing to take suggestions. Being honest, open-minded, and willing is what's necessary for completing this program. And I read all my books differently now. I look at the dedication. I'll read the foreword or the introduction now because I find, oh, they're right. There are things that can be useful in there. And, you know, I may still skip some or skim some, but I give it a chance before I decide, nah, I don't need to read this. And I just would encourage everybody else to keep that in mind when they start this journey with the book, is that it seems trivial to be going over these pages, but what you're practicing is that open-mindedness and that willingness. And thank you for allowing me to share. I pass.
Thank you very much, Michelle F. Okay, we have time for a couple more shares on page XI, the preface, starting in the third paragraph through the end of the preface. And if you would like to share, please press star 1 to unmute.
Hi, Janice P. in Colorado.
Janice P.
Adele R.
Adele R. I know I missed Judith R. in the last round. And okay, we'll go with Janice P., Adele R., and Judith R. So please share with us, Janice P.
Hi, thank you. Janice P., recovered compulsive overeater in Colorado. What a beautiful reminder that there are stories back here. You know, I've been in program for about 6 years now. And when I first went through the big book with my sponsor, we focused on the first, 164 pages, and we studied hard. And then I'm like, okay, what's next? And then she goes, oh, just go ahead and just read the rest of the book on your own. And let me know, I kind of just put it down. And I do recall, like, during the course of the years, you know, I would pick it up and, like, oh, there are stories here. But, you know, I was always drawn to, like, other OA literature and things like that. And I just kind of, like, occupied my day with other OA literature. Now, the other day, I was in a meeting, and it was a big book, OA 12 and 12, and I don't know, something else. But this particular meeting on this particular day went to the back of the book and did the personal stories. And in the back, I want to say, oh, I don't know. I think it was like Another Chance was the story. And it was about this African-American woman and her journey. I'm like, oh my gosh, you know, I'm African-American as well. And I didn't know there was a story about me in this book. And it was awesome. And I just, you know, and I identified, I could relate to everything that she was saying. And, and not to say that I've never read the back of this book, because, you know, I would always go to like 417, like the acceptance prayer, and 552, the resentment prayer. And, you know, but oh my gosh, there is so much in these stories. And let me tell you, my eyes opened. There's like a whole new world. And I'm like, oh, and they're good. I mean, these are like really juicy stories that we can all relate. And I just want to thank my higher power again for, like, hey, reminding me there are some really good stories back here that you can relate to, that you can share on, and just expand my program with. All right, you guys, thank you so much. And with that, I pass.
Thank you very, very much, Janice P. Okay, Adele R. is up next, followed by Judith R. And if you could each share for 2 minutes, we'll have plenty of time. Adele R., star 1 to unmute.
Hi, I'm Adele R., gratefully recovered today. Thank you.
I'm just intrigued with the word fellowship is capitalized, and I'm just loving that, like thinking about that all of these stories mean something because we are in fellowship. I'm so grateful for that I gained strength from Bill's story, Dr. Bob's story, and the stories that I hear when I connect to fellows. And this morning I faced a strong fear of, I had to drive in a situation that was very frightening for me. And I knew that I could reach out to someone and do a fear inventory and speak with that person. And my only wish was just to be able to be on this meeting and to be in this fellowship of these, you know, people who helped me learn how to live my life. And that's part of my story today. And I find like as I find clearer recovery, I also just feel this greater desire to be in closer fellowship with all of you. It just gives me purpose and so much gratitude. So thank you to everyone, and I pass.
Thank you very much, Del R. And Judith R., you'll be our final share for today, and we have time for a two-minute share. Please, Judith.
Thank you, Elaine. Judith R., gratefully recovered in Brattleboro, Vermont. A few years ago, a woman called me to sponsor her. She had just finished all 12 steps with her sponsor, and her sponsor wanted to sponsor somebody new, but she didn't feel ready to go on without a sponsor. So we decided that we would read the stories in the back, and man, was it amazing. Part two, they stopped in time. I got in that part, and I just thought, wait a minute, I know the part three is they lost nearly all, but to me, these people in part two are practically losing it all. And I thought, how much worse is it going to be when they lost nearly all? And sure enough, it was even worse. And that reminded me of Bill's story, because I thought, when we got to Bill's story has 16 pages. The first pages are hell. The first 8 pages are Bill in hell, and the second 8 pages are Bill getting to go to heaven. And by about page 4, I would start getting antsy, and I was like, Bill, come on. And he would say, you know, the body is such a marvelous mechanism, because mine endured this for 2 or 5 more years. It was horrible. And I was like, Bill, come on. And then I remembered, Judith Jane Reichsman, wait a minute. How many years did it take for you to surrender? How many years, after how many years of being in OA, did you still have a big, humongous relapse? And that's when I was like, okay, I don't get to do that. And with that, I pass. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much, Judith R., and thank you for everybody who has shared. Great meeting. We'll now transition the meeting by reading from the Big Book on page 164, followed by the Serenity Prayer. Will Leslie W. please read A Vision for You?
Sure will. This is Leslie W., recovered compulsive overeater in Tennessee. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order. But obviously, you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you until then.